Okay. The DRB meeting of January 13th, 2021 is resuming at 11:10 a.m. We are on item 7, which is PR 2020-4537, SD 2021-09, preliminary final plat for McMullen and Company Real Estate at 8721 Washington Street. It's represented by agent is Cartesian Surveys, and
I'll be representing that.
See, Mr. Ryan's. Okay, please introduce yourself.
My name is Ryan Mulhall, and I'm with Cartesian Surveys Inc.
Thank you. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead and present your application.
Yeah, so this is a final plat application for a lot line adjustment, dedication of right-of-way, and granting of easements for two tracts for Clifford Industrial Park. And this has been heard before, I believe, for final plat. And in this update, we have added a landfill note on page 2, as well as adjusted the infrastructure list.
Okay, Mr. Mulhall, do you want to, can you summarize the changes to the infrastructure list?
Certainly. So the infrastructure list has changed in order to reflect the planned values for sidewalk widths, as well as to clarify the location of sewer service and water service provided to the newly created tracts. As well as, I believe there might have been changes for the grant, just a 5 feet from the 6 it was. I believe that updates everything from what was previously seen.
Okay. Anything further?
Not at this time. I'll address comments, but I believe we're ready to be approved.
Okay. Let me see if any member of the public wishes to speak on item number 7 on Alameda on Washington Street. Okay. Seeing none, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Well, Ryan, this is Chris Goodman with the Water Authority. This infrastructure list that was submitted, had track numbers that didn't coincide with what was shown on the plat. They're showing B1A, 3A, got switched. But was that corrected?
Yes, sir, that is corrected, and we will circulate the corrected list that reflects the proposed tracks and not the previously existing tracks.
Second, the infrastructure list identifies the manhole on track B1A4, which does not seem to be correct. Has that been resolved?
Yes, that was also corrected. That manhole is on B1A3A, and so yeah, that labeling has also been corrected.
Okay, and this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Given that the property is currently undeveloped and there is no structure, I'm just curious why you're including services on an infrastructure list. I think what ends up happening is when these smaller items are on an infrastructure list, they need to go through a city work order. And we have a very simple tapping permit process that allows for these connections to take place outside of the city work order. It makes it easier for everybody. Just curious what the thought is in including them in your infrastructure list.
I believe, this is Ryan with Cartesian, I believe there is a coincidence work going on with the engineers for C, as there's kind of coincidental work going on that these are being covered to manage double that.
Chris Cannon with Water Authority. Okay, well, the reason why I ask is because there's not an availability statement. We would require one prior to development. and then that would then allow for us to pretty much tell you where to connect. I don't feel that the track to the east needs to go across the track to the west to access the sewer, as there's sewer in Washington Street. So I think there might be opportunities to make the project a little easier and maybe wait for development to take place to get those services. I don't think it hurts. I just think it might make your project a little bit more complicated. So just wanted you to be aware of that. But if you've addressed my first two comments regarding the track numbers on the infrastructure list, I don't see any issue, but I want you and your client to be aware. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your advice. Yeah, we're going to stick with adjusting the infrastructure list. So, thank you.
Mr. Mulhall, are you able to show us by sharing your screen the infrastructure list with corrections made on it?
I'm afraid I'm unable to. I'm on a laptop right now away from my desk. So I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I don't currently. Because we're not really able to approve an infrastructure list that we don't see in final form.
Okay.
This is Ryan with
Cartesian. I do understand that. Could we manage that as delegation? I believe everything else is in order on this.
I apologize. No, it's not a delegation item. We, in person, we actually sign the infrastructure list in person. So it's never delegated. But let's go ahead and proceed with other comments. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no opposition or comments at this time.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We had talked about doing the multi-purpose trail, and I see that on the infrastructure list you have a 10-foot trail. And then it appears on the plat that there's an 8-foot area. So I guess I'm not clear as to how you're going to accomplish that. Would it be partly on the private property?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I spoke with the engineer this morning, and I believe there may be some room to spare before the roadway, but my understanding was that it would exist within the right way.
So how would that be accomplished? Is this plat showing 8-foot dedication of right way?
Yes, that's correct. That's what I'm seeing on my.
And the infrastructure list says 10-foot trail. So how would that work?
Yeah, I see that confusion now. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to discuss that with the engineer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you finished, Ms. Sommerfeld?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That was the only comment, but I'm not sure if it can be approved until we get that remedied, I guess, unless critique other comments that would help. But thank you.
Okay, hydrology.
There you go. Yeah, hydrology has already approved B1A4A. And was this supposed to be a trail that you guys mentioned on Alameda?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, yes. We wanted them to put in a section of the trail that would eventually connect with the trail. There's a trail that's to the west of this.
Okay, because that was not shown on the approved grading plan for that project. So there would probably have to be a revised grading plan to show this infrastructure. But overall, we have no objection to the lot line adjustment as shown.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed actions. This will require a work order due to the combination of the striping and the sidewalk. And I think in some earlier discussions, it was mentioned that there's 17 feet between the curb and the new right-of-way line. So if that cross-section wasn't shown as part of this submittal, I think that would help clarify Cheryl's questions.
Okay. Any further thought on that, Ms. Sommerfeld?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think I understand what she's saying, but would you want to put up the cross section so that we could point at that or confirm with the one that you're talking about?
Mr. Rodenbeck, are you able to scroll to that cross section of the, is it on the next page? Or somewhere else?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Somebody please help me on this as far as the cross section, because these are the two sheets I'm seeing in the plat. Maybe this is a later submission from the applicant. I can go and look at an earlier submission. Perhaps it's there. But the submission I got from...
Go ahead and pause. That might just need to be worked on outside of this meeting.
I do have a copy of it from Dropbox, and I see Ms. Wolfenberger stating about the right of way, just an additional 8-foot right of way, which would permit the space for the trail because there's already existing right of way. So I understand that. Thank you.
Okay, so do you no longer have your concern?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I don't have the same concern, no, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you. We'll still have to do what Ms. Brissett was saying about the grading and drainage plan. Okay, let's go to planning comment.
This is Maggie Gould. So planning has no objection to the plat. The landfill gas mitigation note matches the language from the Environmental Health Department, and the plat does have its required signatures, but it sounds like we have some additional issues.
Correct. So we need to get the infrastructure list corrected, and we need to get the grading and drainage clearance with regard to the trail.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry to interrupt. I'm just informing you, Ryan did just send me the cross sections. I mean, if we want to pull them up, I can.
No, I think Ms. Sommerfeld looked at it on her own. So, okay. So, Mr. Mulhall, it looks like we need to defer this. Ms. Brissett, can you give any, it's kind of a combination deal. I guess they're going to have to provide you more information and you're going to have to do more review.
I'm okay with it now. I just need, they're going to have to go ahead and resubmit an approved grading and drainage plan, because the one that they have only shows the sidewalk along Alameda. I do not see any trail.
Okay. And what kind of turnaround time is that from your end?
I'm looking at 3 to 4 weeks currently. So, but since this is some sort of minor, a quick exhibit would just be sufficient for right away. Like I said, I don't have anything showing anything about a trail at all.
Mr. Mohawk?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a sense of...
ma'am, this is Ren with Cartesian. The clients have stressed to me that this this deal is very pressing and that we really needed to get this approved in this meeting or that it was at risk of falling through. And so if there's any way we could delegate or handle anything administratively, we'd appreciate that. But otherwise, I know there's a great deal of urgency with this and we should be able to get it in the week.
Okay, we can offer you a week deferral, but we can't approve an infrastructure list that's not before us. And that's the critical thing right here. As well as actually grading and drainage. So the earliest we can take care of this would be January 20th. And I think we'll pull things together.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I'll be sure to communicate that with them. Thank you.
Okay, so do you want a deferral to January 20th or request that?
Yes, I believe that's what's required. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 7 to January 20th?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer item number 7 to January 20th.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Please vote.
Yeah, approved.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Ms. Sommerfeld.
Oh, Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 7, PR 2020-4537, SD 2021-09 to the January 20th meeting. And let me just circle back, Mr. Mahal. So the ball's kind of in your court to get the infrastructure list corrected, updated. You can consider Mr. Cadena's comments at that point, and then also to get the exhibits that hydrology needs to amend the approval of your grading and drainage plan. Okay, so the ball's kind of in your court, and those typically really should be done by noon on Friday.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. Thank you. We appreciate the timeline you've given us.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, item number